need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
All right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs.
Up a little more. Her mic was off.
Monkeys. It's the year of the monkey. And bonobos. It's always the year of the bonobo in Bonoboville. Husbands and wives. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Sex is what brings us into the world. And sex is very much what motivates us to do great things, you know? Move people, change, revolution. You know, the word revolution has the word love inside of it backwards. And Russell Brand can't brand that. Revolution. Oh, yes. I'm wearing red for revolution, or perhaps it's for the Chinese New Year. Yes, indeed, we're on the verge, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And it is the year of the monkey. Woohoo! Very, very auspicious for the bonobo, I guess. They're related. A monkey has a tail. That's the difference. This monkey, check this out, has a big dick for the size of the monkey. I mean, this is my sister-in-law gave me this, really. It's a Thai good luck charm. The monkey with a lot of luck right there. Very well endowed with luck. And yes, red is a lucky color, and it's not the year of the snake, but the snake is my lucky familiar. And yes, this is a show about sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the womb room. Yes, here's my pussy puppet. We were playing with this last week. We had a lot of fun. I've had this pussy puppet for years. Well, one or another, made by the wondrous vulva puppets. It's a teaching tool, but the snake can sometimes... No, you don't want to go inside the pussy puppet? Okay. Well, anyway, yes, this is a show about sex in all of its many splendid glories. The pussy puppets, the snakes, The shakes and the quakes. Mm-hmm. So it's Chinese New Year, and we have a very special guest who has nothing to do with China, but is the star of Sushi Girl. Now, I know. Sushi. Yeah, okay, let's have some applause. And her name is Courtney Palm. And there she is. Courtney, can you come sit in the hot seat? Yeah, right on the pussy puppet. Very good. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Put it right where it belongs. And take your microphone, though, because you're going to speak now, because soon you won't speak. Yep.
Thanks,
there's your mic.
Lady.
There you go. And you've got the pussy and the snake.
This is a sexy snake, although it's a woman.
She is a woman. This is Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Hello, Eve.
And you are an animal lover, and Eve is an animal.
Eve is an animal.
Yes.
She is a serpent.
She is.
And I love serpents.
All kinds. Why?
Why? Because they make me happy.
They
Why
make
else?
Me happy, too. They slither. I love the slither. She's, you know, kind of chill right now. She's enjoying herself. That's good. She likes you. She feels very comfortable just hanging out.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes until she bites my head off, this little bitty face of hers, I think they all kind of recognize when people
Your instinct is right to bring it very close to your face. Whoops.
Well, baby.
Oh, she slipped. The mic got closer.
I think
too many phallic objects at once.
She doesn't understand. No, I think animals, you know, they know that if you're cool with them, then they're going to be cool with you, you know. So it's a mutual respect. We're all fucking earthlings.
So you are the star of Sushi Girl, which is kind of the theme of our show tonight. Even though it's Chinese New Year, and of course, sushi is very Japanese.
Very Japanese, yeah. And actually, the location we shot in Sushi Girl, they were like, okay, this is very Ming Dynasty, although
exactly.
We're doing
Ming
Japanese.
Dynasty, right. And they said that it's not very Japanese. But, you know, fusion is always happening for us here in the West. Cause,
yeah, I mean, you know. Why are we segregating everything? We're all earthlings under the same fucking sky, you know what I mean? Like, it just shouldn't matter who you are, what you identify with. We're all the same.
And just to get historic, sushi did get invented in Southeast Asia and then went through South China before it got to Japan. So there.
Cool.
So, okay.
So there.
So Sushi Girl. Now, the Sushi Girl is a movie. It's not a very bonobo movie, I have to say.
No, it's not. It's very gritty and grindhouse and dirty and lots of torture. And, of course, I'm naked, covered in sushi.
That's the best part. You naked, covered in sushi is like, I have to say, that made it all worthwhile. But it is kind of gory and bloody. And you even get kind of serious at the end. But you continue to be naked, which makes it
good. I mean, I think it's like empowering, too. It's like, why at this moment would she cover up? There's really no reason to be.
No.
She's, you know, and it's just like, I think it doesn't objectify women at all. I think it's very empowering and it's very beautiful. And I think that the way that it's shot is just, it's this woman getting her revenge. And yeah, she's naked, but there's really no point in that. Because I even talked, I was like, well, maybe we should put a robe on me. Like, I put this robe on. And I was like, why would I do that? Like, why? Like, everyone's dead. She needs to get up and she needs to kick ass and she needs to do what she came here to do. And it doesn't matter what she's wearing. We're all born naked anyway. Why do we have to cover
up? Well, I think it matters. It's very primal. It's like, and, you know, it's a revenge killing, and we're very against all kinds of killing and anything like that. But it's a movie, okay, that I kept telling myself. Okay. It's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's good to kind of channel your violent impulses through movies. A lot of people get very turned on from watching horror movies, watching all this yucky stuff, violence. I mean, I got turned on, I have to admit, from watching you being covered in fish.
Some people get turned on watching the news.
True.
The newscasters nowadays are all blonde and beautiful and
Yes. You know? And
can't tell one from the other.
You can get turned on NBC, from multiple, CBS, multiple what am I things. Watching? And I can appreciate the creativity involved in a movie like this. But, you know.
Well, even Mark Hamill was saying, he's like, this seems very violent. He's like, how many times do I have to say the
okay,
word?
Okay, it wasn't just me.
Yeah. He's saying, I don't know, the rules, can I cuss?
Oh, of course.
Cuss away.
Fucking, yeah.
Fucking. So he was saying faggot every other word and cunt every other word. So he felt really offended. He's like, I can't say this stuff. Like, I can't do this role. And they were like, okay. His kids were actually like, no, Mark, or no, Dad, you need to do the movie. And he did. And it's another side of, you know, Luke Skywalker, which is great. But, yeah, I mean, he was even saying it's very violent. And even Andy McKenzie, my co-star, like, you look at him and you're like, oh, my gosh, that guy is really scary. Like, I don't want to talk to him. But he's super sweet. You have to understand that movies aren't real.
Right.
Like, you're suspending reality. So don't go and reenact it. You know, and then there's people actually that just saw Zombievers, another film I'm in, and they keep like tagging me on Instagram, and they're like, oh, hey, look at this Zombiever I'm going to go kill. And I was like, if you touch that beaver, like, my beaver is going to find you.
Oh.
But I'll be nice.
Here's
about
your
it.
Beaver.
This
by the
beaver
way.
Is going to come.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that beaver.
I mean, it might come, depending. But she's going to come, and she's going to. Oh. That's what's going to happen.
This is. The vagina dentata.
To all you evil people that say mean things to me on Instagram. My
really?
Beaver's gonna
people
come
say
you.
Mean good things to you. I can't.
Good for you.
We're going to talk about bullying in a little while, actually. We have a bullying expert here. Well, an anti-bullying expert.
Anti-bullying.
Actually, let me just introduce everybody really quickly.
Let's do that.
Okay. So, first of all, this is the lovely and very voluptuous tonight in her Chinese-Japanese fusion corset for Chinese New Year and Sushi Girl.
My nipple showing
delight.
Again.
Dayton Rains.
Yeah, camera. Dayton is on the right-hand side. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. You want to stand up? Just show off that. Yeah. All right. Look at that.
My boobs are so small.
Oh, yeah. So small. All right. Now sit down. No. And we have Gabriella Lane.
Yay.
A newcomer to the adult industry. Ooh, and Dayton
switch
is
cameras,
grooming
please?
Her like a Bonomo chip. Go. She's going, groom, groom, groom. Yep. Grooming. It's a thing. And we have Tyler.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Tyler.
And he is a singer. And he's got a short mic. Which is interesting.
Oh.
He's got a lot of chains, but a short mic.
You've got to single up.
Okay, so there's Tyler. And Tyler is, this is the second time Tyler's been on the show.
Dr. Susie Block kicks ass.
Yay! Not in the way that Sushi Girl did in the movie, but yeah. Yeah,
I've never seen
sure.
it. I'm gonna have to watch it.
No, it's violent. It had me a little upchucking, but you know,
people walked out. People walked out when we first.
But
it.
It's you know, it's good to kind of fast forward to the scenes that you know, the sushi girl herself, Courtney Palm, is in, and especially the sushi all over her body, and you stay so still. It's amazing. We're going to hear your secret, but I want to finish introducing Tyler, who was on the show a few months ago, I guess. I don't know, like
it's
several
been a,
months
it's
ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah, with Amanda Blow,
oh,
our old friend. You know her, right?
I think I might know. Is it that white stuff?
She just
bring white stuff?
Amanda Blow, that's all.
Wow. Good
it's
times,
early
good
in
memories.
The show. So, all rhymes. Bonobo, Amanda Blow.
He's awkward.
So, Tyler is a singer, and he's going to sing for us a little later, but he's also an anti-bullying activist who has, like, this group that does this sign. How do you do this? Wait a second.
It goes like this. It's
something like this, right? Yeah.
Strength, love, and unity.
You have to say it into the microphone.
I can't hold it.
I can
I'll
hold
like
it.
I'll be like this. All right. I'll be like that.
That's what I do.
Okay.
All right. So it goes. Strength, love, unity.
There you go.
Thank you.
So you've been bullied.
Yes. Who hasn't been bullied, though, right?
And but I you seem so perfect. I just want to let everyone know that perfect people are bullied.
I know.
You've
been bullied. You're perfect. I've been bullied. I'm perfect.
I think it's just, I mean, this is more, I guess, your arena, but I was interviewed with Style Revive, or whatever the fuck it was, damn it. It was a magazine. And they were asking me, you know, how do you get past it? And you honestly just have to be like, you know, they're probably battling something in their own personal lives and it's affecting them to the point where they need to call something out in yours to make them feel better. And you really can't let that get you down, because what you're doing is you're doing what you think is the best at that time, you know, and we do the best we can until we know better. And then we do better when we know better. And it's just, I think some people just want to call you out when they think that you're not cool. And people actually tell me all the time that I should go kill myself. And so I'm just like, thanks.
That's horrible.
That's terrible.
Right back at you.
Wow.
Wow.
That is a really mean thing. I had people telling me things like that when I've sort of gotten out on a political limb.
Right. Yeah. And that's what it normally is, because I'm a vegan animal rights activist. And that's when it gets, like, I'll post something on Instagram and then people are like, you should just go kill yourself. And
okay.
I'll get a lot of hate mail.
So they want to have their McDonald's. That's what it is.
Wow. That's horrid.
That is. I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, and even in high school, too, I was always so thin and everyone's just like, oh, you're anorexic. Go eat something. And like, I'm just like, you know what? Get over yourself. Like, I'm fine. You're not affecting me at all. So go say your comments, like. You know, you just can't let it get to you. Like, you just have to understand that this universe is so big and so vast. And in the timeline of the universe, humanity is just such a small.
I'm all for every size human sort of enjoying life and having great sex and, you know, finding the pleasures in life. However, I have to say that the slimmer humans live longer. It's kind of healthier, so I don't know.
Dr. Susie told me about that today, that the rats that starve, or mice.
When you starve these mice, then
they prevail.
Kind of prevail, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. So, not to say you shouldn't have your McDonald's, please be free. I mean, but you think that they shouldn't.
Well, the reason behind that is that animal agriculture is actually very detrimental to the health of our planet.
That is true.
So if you think about it, there's 7 billion people on this planet, and then you have billions of animals dying each week just to, you know, for our consumption. And then that's also the methane that's being released is causing climate change, which is causing the ice caps to melt. And then the polar bears aren't being able to hunt, so that they're dying off. And it's just this, the oceans are acidifying. It's all sort of coming together with how we are burning down the rainforest to make way for palm oil for companies like Pepsi and Doritos. And then, you know, to bulldoze these land for the animal agriculture, and then that's contaminating the water supply. So it's actually, if you really break it down and look into it, it's way more than just one meal.
Wow.
Us vegans aren't crazy.
This is why people tell you to kill yourself, because they get so jealous of all of
yeah,
your knowledge.
It's your conscience
and your
telling
ability
you
to articulate, because they're just don't know what to say.
Because you're so pretty also. They don't know. They think you're dumb. And then you
right.
just school them with that. And they're like, uh-oh. Now go kill yourself. Because they have nothing better to say.
It is often jealousy.
Power.
Yes.
This is on the left wing side of the spectrum.
Right. So we should go back to talking about sex.
No. It's all about sex.
Sun power kills hundreds of thousands of birds.
You know, it is about sex. I was just at a ecosexuality symposium, the first ecosexuality symposium in the Caribbean. And ecosexuality is about treating the earth as our lover and not just our mother, because a mother will always take care of us. And we can treat a mother badly, but, you know, she'll always be there. But a lover, you kind of have to woo. And you have to take care of a lover. And I know Max has certain issues with this. He likes Mother Earth. And a lot of people like Mother Earth. And in fact, that's a lot behind the animosity towards you, I think, are people that just resent you bringing out this truth that the planet is not going to be you know, ours forever unless we learn to take care of her better.
I really like the idea that we see her as a lover.
There you go. Because
it is, you know, you really need to protect and take care of and please your lover, you know?
Exactly.
So it's like just like in the bedroom or just like in a relationship or even a non-sexual relationship. It's all very much this great unity. And, you know, if I want a vegan cookie, you better fucking bring me a vegan cookie, like as a surprise. Hint, hint.
There you go.
When I'm at home all alone and I want a cookie. Can you read my thoughts?
I would bring you a vegan cookie.
Bring me a cookie. It's not that hard.
Here's your cookie.
Oh, thank you. I feel so much better now. Okay.
So, wow.
Yeah, you.
So,
good
you know, you. Evie is very much in approval because she's an animal, you know, as am I, as are you, as we all are animals. We're human animals, and this is a serpent animal. And of course, we have a special feeling about the bonobos because they are our inspiration. But they're also the largest animal in the second largest rainforest in the world. And that rainforest is being decimated by, of course, corporations. And the latest thing is coltan, which is in our cell phones. And, we can only find it in the Congolese rainforest, which is the native habitat of the bonobos. So that's slowly killing the bonobos, but even quicker are the hunters. So we have to stop the hunters from hunting them down. And so we support the bonobos. We go bonobos.
Bonobos!
Yeah. And everything we do here helps to save the bonobos. Every penny we make or euros.
Yeah, so thank you for your support and for tuning in. It's really great. I mean, it's just like we were saying, we're all sharing this planet together, so we can't dictate.
Amen.
You know,
and a women
what we can destroy, and a women. I love that. A
I
women.
Do too.
Yeah, equality.
Well, you know, we're one of the things bonobos model for us. They are a new great ape paradigm, and one of the things they model for us is female empowerment. Because every other great ape species, including the common chimps who are equally close to us, are male dominant and feature a lot of bullying, actually, and killing and raping. And, you know, bonobos have a little bit of bullying. I mean, there's a little bit. It's mostly the females doing it, by the way, to the younger males who are out of line. And they gang up on the younger males, but they don't kill them, and they usually give them a blowjob afterwards. But, you know, they're a little bit like, hey, you got to learn to behave, you know. I mean, I don't know, this bullying, there's a fine line sometimes. And I guess, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't call it bullying. Maybe we should call it disciplining.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the older females doing it to the younger.
It's also, I don't know, whatever, but I think we should not call it bullying. It's kind of ridiculous.
Okay.
You're so cute.
Well, anyway, Evie is shedding quite a bit.
Evie is shedding her old
skin. She's 15
skin,
years old. Yeah.
Getting new skin, much
she
like
is.
We do in the shower.
She is. She
when
is.
You do shower, because we're saving water.
And
but when you do shower.
Would you like to play with her
better?
Okay. And then we're going to put
Hi,
her away.
Hi, Evie.
I don't know how Gabriella
Who
feels
likes
about
snakes,
snakes,
man? Thumbs up in the audience if you like snakes.
You like her?
You like snakes?
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Only one person likes snakes?
I love them.
You love them?
I am one.
We love snakes.
Snake positive.
Mm. And one of my
Don't you guys love your snakes?
Because
I didn't hear nothing.
Snakes are awesome.
Snakes are awesome.
They are.
Everything is awesome. Like, honestly, everything is so fucking magical and interesting and so cool. So,
I don't know.
Like, even this.
Bombs?
This. I mean, like, everything
that's
natural.
Lovely. That's beautiful. It's not exactly natural, but it's
on her, it looks natural.
It's agua. It's actually herbal liqueur that makes this.
I just feel
and we can say you got laid on the Dr. Susan Block Show now.
I feel so good. Mm. Yeah. I just got laid.
Yes. Absolutely. And you can always take it off and put it on again and get laid again.
You want to lay me?
Yeah.
I just got share laid by love. Courtney. Thank you, Courtney. You're so good.
I share the love.
I appreciate.
Good.
Okay. So now you're a zombie?
I don't actually become a zombie, but in Zombievers, it's about zombie beavers.
Zombie beavers.
Attacking a group of kids at a cabin in the woods.
Are and you attacked?
Yeah, man. These beavers, they mean business.
Zombie like, beavers.
Zombie
like,
beavers.
These are actual beavers, like animal beaver. Like, I don't think I have a beaver.
Animal beavers,
here.
They're
mostly
actually puppets, okay. But they come after us and they're zombified.
I have a beaver.
You are you
right.
Have a beaver.
I think the name of the film is to kind of play with us.
We might have a sequel, but in the adult realm of things. So
wow.
You know how
you
they have Pirates of the Caribbean? And then they have the adult
right,
version
right,
of Pirates.
Right.
They sell by that movie.
Yeah, oh, by digital.
And they're going to have a Zombievers one.
Fun.
So who wants to star in it?
I will.
Okay, you're cast. You play me.
Okay,
you
good.
Play Zoe.
I can put on contacts.
And no, I like the brown.
Oh, good.
What do you do? Do you have to run a lot?
Yeah, so the beavers come after us, and then we try to kill them, and then we're like, oh, shit, they're undead. They're not dying. And then they come after us again, and then, you know, I fight them off. And then if you get bit by one, then you become a human zombie beaver.
You become one.
You become one. There's actually a transformation.
Do you,
you
become
see it in the
one?
Trailer. You have to watch.
Sounds
to find
like
out.
Walt Disney.
It's a Disney movie. Actually, we have
a
Disney
a
actor
Disney?
In
no.
it. Disney actor. We have a Miss Illinois actress in it. Like, good cast.
Cool.
Yeah, being chased by zombie beavers. It's actually funny. It's kind of like Piranha Double D or Sharknado, but like we make fun of the horror genre.
Okay, all right.
Things like that.
Sure.
So then my tits come out, and it's like, okay. But they're out because we're making fun of the fact that they get out in horror.
There's always
films.
A purpose to your tits coming out beyond just the beauty
purpose.
Of your tits. Yes.
I mean, my boobs are good.
Uh-huh. We're going to eat sushi off of them.
I'm excited.
Yeah, gonna
you're going to eat sushi off of them.
Also, we're into freeing the nipple.
Yeah, you know, free the nipple. Because
free the nipple.
In 1933, I think it was when the guys actually had to fight to get their shirts off in public. And that's a male. And now it's like we're having the stigma of our nipples that it's like it's the same damn thing. It's just a little bit more fat there.
Mm.
So, I mean, I was naked in Greece all the time at the beach because you're allowed to be. Well, I mean, you're allowed to be topless.
Did guys actually have to fight to get their tops off?
Yeah, in the 30s.
It was like freeing...
It was basically
they had
their
breasts,
their nipple in the 30s.
Wow.
For men.
Okay.
So if
I have
men
to
had
look
to fight
that.
For it and they won, then how come women can't? It's not. It's just not a question. I mean, we're fucking born naked. Like, why is it a big deal? We make it a big deal. You make it a big deal. It's a big deal because you make it a big deal, and there's no reason to do that.
Well, I think that actually Dayton made hers two big deals.
They speak for themselves.
I paid for mine.
Yeah.
I can make them talk.
Yes.
They speak.
They dance.
Magical words.
Evie is now
Susie,
curling up.
We also have a zombie beaver trailer on the up if we want to play it.
Oh, yeah. Play it.
All right.
Zombie
play
beaver.
Play it.
This one. Okay.
So turn your attention to our Zombievers trailer.
Home sweet home.
Woo!
Make it rain, bitches!
What is that? Looks like a beaver dam.
Let's go take a look.
You girls from out of town?
We're staying over there in my cousin's place. We were looking for beavers.
Well, hell, ain't we all?
I've had enough excitement for one day.
I recognize your ass.
I already want to see this movie.
Someone in there?
There's a beaver in the bathroom! Oh my god!
Can we please go swimming now?
Ever occurred to any of you that there might be more beavers?
But it never occurred to anyone. The beaver.
The fuck?
Is that blood?
Holy shit!
Never seen a real beaver before up close.
Maybe you should try going down on me once in a while, but...
We cannot turn against each other right now. That is exactly what the beavers would want.
Beavers are generally more active at night. That road's locked, but sure as hell can't get through on foot.
Suck a bag of dicks!
Oh,
no way I'm drunk enough for this.
Whoa.
Really? Jeez. Bionic beavers.
I like the buck teeth right before the blow.
Yeah.
No, but it looks cute. You look cute.
Yeah, thank you. It was really fun making it. Not really. Actually, making movies sucks.
Really?
It really sucks.
Tell us about it. Boring. Hurry up and wait.
Yeah, you wait forever, and then by the time you're on set, it's always something's wrong. Like, it's cold, and then it's wet, and you're covered in blood, and you're half naked. It's 3 a.m. It's 30 degrees outside, and you're just like, ugh.
The glamour.
It's like, it's just hard. Like, making movies is actually really hard, and people don't understand that. And
what would you rather do?
I would rather be a hippie living off the land in Hawaii and swimming every day. Mm. That's what I would rather do. No, don't take that seriously. I like acting. It's actually really, I really enjoy when I get to do a really good scene. Uh-huh. So that's the best part. Mm. It's just making it is just so long. And
the connecting with a fellow actor.
Yeah. Mm.
Have you ever connected with an animal that way? Had a profound interspecies experience?
How profound? Like, I just had a dog humping my leg the other day.
Oh, well, I mean, if you felt it too, then I guess that would be pretty
well,
profound.
I was just like, hey, you know, you need to.
I mean, dogs
really get released,
legs,
go
yeah.
for it.
Yeah,
here's
exactly.
My leg,
I don't know
finished.
If that's profound.
Well, no, that's. No, I actually, this is my dog's.
It doesn't have
name.
To be erotic, by the way.
No,
profound.
I know. I'm just kidding. My dog Marigold, I have her tattooed to me.
Aww.
She was rescued. They were going to euthanize her, so I saved her the day she was going to be put down, and I rehabilitated her. And Ken, did you know Mary? You knew Mary. Marigold, I have three dogs, but she was just, I mean, something special. Just, I was her mom. And I don't think that there's some people that are really offended by the fact that a human person will say, oh, this dog is my baby, but she was literally my baby. And Aww. It's been really difficult the past year without her. So, yeah, I think that I definitely connected with her on a level that's much like a mom and her actual baby.
Aww. Well, yeah. Rest in peace, Marigold.
Mary, I miss you.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I think we're about...
We're going to take a break?
We're going to take a break.
Perfect.
And get you ready for dinner.
Yum.
Yeah, I'm excited. All right. Cool. You all hungry here?
Hungry? Yes. I'm very hungry.
You hungry? Yeah. All that anti-bullying works up an appetite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Does.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is. Yeah. All right. So I think we're going to take a break. And you're.
That's it.
Yeah. I think so. So, yeah. Thank you, Courtney Palm. And thank you, everybody. We're going to come back in a little while, so don't you come yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here, put the other right here, and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, okay. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah!
Sonnez les matines, ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui, oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's
yes.
With
me!
Hallelujah!
Come for us, sister.
Look
for
at that us. Face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston, and let's we have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home. I'm gonna take it off.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm... Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on Worldwide Web.
Welcome back to the Dr. Susan Block Show. Live from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Yes. Sushi girl.
On the eve of the Chinese New Year of the Monkey. And we have Sushi Girl herself, Courtney Palm, being covered with sushi. Whoa! And the question of balancing the sushi is definitely a skill. And that's the sensitive part right there. Yes. Now she is the star of the movie Sushi Girl, which is not only kind of a gangster horror movie, but also features fish sushi. And our sushi girl is a vegan, so we have provided here vegan sushi, all vegan sushi, to be displayed on her almost naked body. And she is wearing her vegan sushi panties, but she is topless. She's what? Okay, we need to have a microphone by her. This is a different sort of...
I was going to say they match my skirt because they're striped.
Oh, they are striped, right. Okay, so
I was
we can have a microphone right here by her.
Hello.
Yeah. Now her head is supposed to be... Everything's supposed to be very still, I think, except somehow I don't feel that this is a genuine sushi display, but it's a facsimile, and there are these what are these things? Leaves? These cold? These are kind of weird. But these are not palm fronds. By the way, do you like my Buddha? He's got his balls in his hands.
I'm gonna touch him with cold.
That's right.
It's charred.
And charred. This is charred. Why would we have charred on a sushi display? Okay. Maybe it's to spank you with. There we go.
Me, I made a mistake. They didn't have any palm leaves, but it's still hard. I had to cut them down.
Yeah. Would you like to help put the sushi on the
Palm Sunday.
Sushi girl? I have to be careful around the crotch there, the cookie.
That's where the... Glowfish goes.
The blowfish, right. Those are, that's the poisonous fish.
Oh, yes, the poisonous fish in the movie.
The fishy fish.
Tony Todd has to eat it.
Okay, what have you got there? Is that something different?
I mean, how much sushi should be on?
I don't know. We need to put more ginger on here. I think the ginger is very sensuous.
It's so cold.
Where's the wasabi?
And yeah, there has to be wasabi and soy somewhere.
Wasabi and soy.
Okay.
Can you put a wasabi
on
skin?
Or on the model?
They don't go on the model.
The
right.
The sushi
girl, there's union rules here for sushi models.
Like, you know, even at the restaurants, the sushi girls at the restaurants, the
yes.
ginger and stuff, or the soy and the wasabi go on the side.
Right.
Go on the side.
Go on the side. Do we have a side?
Which side?
Because I can't eat this stuff without some soy, some, you know, of that mix-up stuff. Right. All right, well, it's starting to look, you know, professional, right? I mean, not quite as elegant, but you had fish all over you.
Right.
For the Sushi Girl movie.
It was actually fake. They were plastic replicas.
They were plastic. Mm-hmm. It looked like he was eating plastic. Yeah.
Well, when they ate it, they ate the real thing.
Oh, okay.
But it was plastic replicas on my body. Plastic and then I would laugh, replicas. And then everyone would be like, stop laughing. The sushi's going to fall off because I just
would
jiggle.
Oh, wow. I was so impressed with how still you were, but you were laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, pretend to be still right now for our photographer. Mm. Actually, if you pretend to be still, you are still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. All right. You look very appetizing.
Now I remember how shitty it was filming that movie.
Yeah?
I forgot how, like...
You
can't move for, like, hours.
Yeah, do you get stiff? Do you get a, like, football
sleep?
Yeah, I'd
be like, hey, I have to pee. And they're like, well, hold it.
Oh.
And then it was funny because Jimmy was like, did you shower? He's like, you showered, right? Because we're going to eat this fish off of you. And I was like,
Okay, speaking of eating fish off of her, before she starts shaking it all off, I think I better eat some of it and some other people better. So, okay, so we have a little plate here. All right.
I'll be my
one small plate. Okay. I need some of that. Yes,
Where's the chopsticks? Did you get the chopsticks?
Here's some chopsticks, and we've got some wasabi. This is a lot of wasabi here. Okay.
I'm clean.
Now we have this soy sauce. Okay.
And all my lotion is plant-based, too. So.
Your lotion? You mean on your body? That's good to know.
Yeah, it's just vegetables.
You're lubed up with plant-based product.
So I wouldn't
okay.
have any of that on me.
All right, then. So, Gabriella, you need a microphone, actually. I know we're eating, but you still need a microphone. You need to... Actually, keep that one there. Is there another one?
Hello?
Yeah. There you go.
Hello, hello?
Don't trip you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you like vegetarian sushi?
I do like vegetarian
yeah.
sushi.
Yeah. Which one would you like? Can I feed you?
Yeah, you can feed
okay.
me.
Okay. Which one would you like?
This one looks juicy. Actually, I want this one.
Oh, that one. She's going for the pussy oh. right away.
You took my
Look
piece.
Look at that. She goes right for... This is the possibly poisonous
kind of
one.
It's ticklish. Okay. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Do you like the wasabi and stuff? I just dunked it in there.
Just decorate it.
Okay. Whoops. Whoops. Oh, it just fell apart. It's big. Mm.
Shove it all in your mouth.
Shove it all in my mouth.
Shove it in
it's
your
just
mouth.
The way I like it.
There shove it in your mouth.
Get it in there.
Oh.
Yum.
She takes the whole thing. Look at this girl. She can really swallow her sushi. Mm. Pretty good.
Ooh.
That's good. All right.
She even lets it come out a little bit.
She does. It's white. Yeah. So creamy. Oh, okay. How's it? Sushi-like. Yeah. What's your favorite part of this? I mean, aside from her boobs.
I don't know. Surprise me.
Yeah? You want a surprise? I'm going to give you a smaller one because that one fell apart.
All right.
Okay, how about one right from the belly button here? That's not the belly button. There, that's the belly button.
It's tickling her. She's trying not to move.
I know.
She's like, shut up, Tyler, shut up.
Here you go.
Yum.
That's really good.
Yeah, good. Okay. So we're eating sushi. So you want to make a statement about anti-bullying while we're eating sushi? And she's barely blinking. Oh, you've got your mouth full of sushi right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to make statements with your mouth full of sushi. Okay. So I will ask the lovely lady to make a statement. Whoa, I've got rutabaga falling all over me. So, Gabriella.
Yes.
Welcome to Bonoboville. And I understand you have just landed in the adult industry.
I have.
here with our friend Isaiah out there in the womb room area somewhere. We love Isaiah. He always brings the hot girls here.
He does bring the
so
hot
what
girls.
Brings you to this wild and wacky and wonderful industry?
I actually got caught at the AVN thing. So
you got caught?
I got caught there. I just got straightened
like
and pulled in.
A fly in a spider web, huh?
Yep. Got reeled in, actually.
You didn't think you were going to get into it, huh? No. What were you into before?
I was dancing.
Oh, okay. You were pole dancing.
So I was trying
so you're
to get in the industry.
In the industry, but not porn. You were
but
in
not
stripper
porn.
Industry. Uh-huh, okay. And you're from the Midwest.
Yes, St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, right. The Show Me State.
Show Me State.
Right, okay. So you're showing
you.
Me, or
exactly.
You, as the case may be. Okay. So what's your objective? You want to become a big porn star?
I actually do. I want to become somebody. I want to become something I'm comfortable with. And I guess that's just sex.
Okay. Would you ever want to be a sushi girl? Could you do that? Could you?
I couldn't stay still. I'd
you
be laughing
stay
a lot.
Still. Right. And that takes a certain concentration.
Mm-hmm. I'd be naked and be wet. And I don't know. I'd be a mess.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to do that because that does take certain kind of skill that, you know, you're in a union for that, right?
And I'm already messing up. All right, I'm back to normal.
Okay, she's back to normal. You know what? Do you mind if I offer a bite of sushi to, like, audience members? I mean, they don't...
Sure.
Yeah? Who wants some sushi?
Can I have some sushi?
Oh, of course.
You can have some sushi.
If you show us your tits.
Okay. Who wants to take my corset off?
Tyler?
Okay.
Okay, yeah? You're not bullying me, don't worry.
What?
Here we go. You come over here, I guess.
So you take it off like this? How do you do it?
Do you know how to take off a corset?
You just go like
unsnap
this.
The snap.
Really? You don't know how to do it?
I've never done this before.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Geez.
So basically, you just unhook the hook. Not that hard.
Dig in there.
I don't want to hurt you.
You're not going to hurt me.
Start
I'm unhurtable.
You're going to release her.
You're going to save my life. I haven't been breathing for the whole show.
I bet. You're really warm.
We talk about
here.
Releasing your inner bonobo. And now we're just going to release the inner.
Don't ruin it. It's easy. Look, you are.
Can't do it.
You're ruining it. You're pinching me.
Here.
I suck at this.
Oh, she's just bullying you. Don't let her get to you. It's difficult.
She's busting my balls.
She is, because it is difficult.
Not really.
Right here. I can't do it.
I'll just do it.
That's right. You can do it. You can do it.
See, it wasn't just me, guys.
She can't do it.
That last one, damn it.
We are going to have to.
Thank you, Del Rey. Thank you, Del Rey, for locking me into this thing.
I'm going to have a piece of ginger off of you.
Go for it.
I love the ginger. And this one.
I can't even get out.
It's warm.
It was cold.
I know. You've warmed it up.
Get that one out.
And she is released. And can we have some applause?
I can breathe.
And
thank you so much for letting me breathe.
It just got hotter.
It just made you
hot. I appreciate you.
And nobody in the audience wants to eat off of Sushi Girl?
Well, I don't know that nobody does.
Nobody? I don't see anybody.
Well, this is your actual someone you know, Roberto, we call him.
My old roommate.
Right. Has he ever eaten sushi off of you?
Can't say that he has.
No, this is the first time.
This is the first time.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Here. I feel... Confused. A lot of confusion.
Confusion.
Right, that's honest.
I bring that up amongst women a lot. Confusion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, it's better.
It's just part of my personality, I guess.
Better than disgust, you know.
Right.
All right. Pick your sushi.
Going to go after the heart.
The heart. Whee! Oh, yes.
Yay. Mm.
and he
it was
ate
very sweet.
Without any soy sauce. Wow, that's hardcore. Now he'll have dry mouth until he finds something to put in that mouth. Okay. Any other sushi eaters out there?
I was going to do it when I got my tips out.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Now they're out.
Now they're out.
Do you want the one that fell into her pussy?
I kind of want the cucumber. Can I just take it with my mouth, though, or no?
Yeah, get that.
Take
Is that okay?
Your mouth.
Yes, I'll be really that. Sweet about
We're
it.
We're getting consent here.
Okay.
Okay. She's gonna take it.
I promise I won't. I'll make you feel more comfortable.
Don't mess up the legs.
Well, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
I'm sure she's good.
She's gonna do it.
Woo!
Ah.
Oh, feels nice.
Ah. So very good.
Yum, yum. Are the legs messed up?
Oh. No, perfect. Let's have some applause for Dayton's eating of sushi with great skill.
That's why I put that one
and
there.
That is the most sensitive part that can kill you. You don't watch out. All right. No other sushi eaters? Because I feel like we should release you. From your prison. You're sort of in a prison here.
Want me to take the sushi off?
Look at this. I'm loving it.
You're loving it, though.
Yes, it looks beautiful.
It does look beautiful.
Highly decorated.
And I feel as though, you know, honestly, we really need to do a little bit more revealing. Where's that soy sauce? I'm going to eat some of it. Okay. So... Isaiah, don't you like some vegetarian sushi?
Yes, he does.
It's good. It's avocado and rice.
Avocado and rice. Come on.
If I can do it, you can do it. And I don't eat seafood.
Here we go. Okay, so
it's not seafood, is it? Besides the seaweed.
I think I need the real chopsticks instead
Your
of
bonobo's
my
chopsticks.
My bonobo
aren't
chopsticks
doing much.
Don't do much. Okay. There was a reason that I removed this one.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? What does her nipple look like?
You all can
Well, you know how much
online.
I like ginger.
I know. You love ginger.
I really, really like ginger. And that other ginger was so nice and warm.
Should you like a communion
nice
ginger?
Nice and warm.
You didn't tell me about
Maybe
ginger.
Ginger.
Who is she?
She's a Spice Girl.
She's a beautiful piece of fish-like looking stuff that isn't fish. Actually, it's the thing that looks the most like sashimi is the ginger.
Yeah.
Can I just...
Just grab it.
Yummy. Delicious. And warm.
And warm.
Yes. I've never liked warm ginger before, but now I do. Okay. More takers, more sushi eaters.
I'll lick some warm ginger. I don't even like ginger, but I might like it off of
sushi
Courtney.
Either.
Yeah. You want some ginger?
I think so. Should I try it?
Try some warm
try
ginger.
Try some ginger, yeah. Try some ginger. It's really good because it's got Courtney's essence in it.
And my 100% pure
lotion. And she's very pure. She's vegan. She's practically not an animal herself. She's almost a plant.
I'm all plant-based.
Yeah, well, I need my... Hold on, I'm going to mess it up with my boob.
We got nips to nip.
Yeah, well, we do.
You can mess it up. Might be worth more. There you go. Ginger.
That's your new nickname.
See, I'm the one that likes the ginger. She didn't really even. You didn't even taste the ginger. Oh, but you got a mouthful of sushi. All right, we really are having sushi dinner here in Bonoboville.
Max, are you sure you don't want some? You usually like sushi. Captain?
Hi. No, I'm eating sushi.
Ah.
Actually, I might come and eat some sushi from there.
Would you like to eat some sushi from here? Come on. Because, you know, this dinner is not...
I want to see Jake do it first.
What?
I'm a little scared.
Jake.
Oh,
come on, Jake.
Okay, Jake. Mike, you need more sushi.
I know, I haven't eaten everything.
Have you met handsome Hollywood Jake?
Have some sushi.
Do you like some?
No.
Oh,
I'm laying down. You can't eat laying down.
That was sweet. That was sweet, but she can't, she'd choke if you...
Where's the dip?
Here. Oh, see that little bit fall over?
The dip.
There, the dip, right.
You got to
dip it. Dip it. There you go.
There you go. We're listening to him chew now. For those of you who are in the cheap seats and kind of...
not bad. I guess it's like a humbling experience being down there, huh?
You're a serving plate.
Yeah.
But a special one.
Not ceramic or anything. But special.
Living, breathing, serving plate. I think it's a great idea. I mean,
they actually go watch do it. They do this. Do it.
I know they do it.
Yeah, there's actual places out there.
In
went for
Amsterdam?
Research. No, in L.A.
In L.A.
There are sushi places.
Where?
Yeah.
Hey, Max, just, come up here.
I'm
try
not
some.
Sure. I don't
Max,
remember where
Captain
I went. It was
Max,
like 4 years
Max,
ago.
Max,
but they have sushi. It in L.A. where people are sushi plates.
Wow. I got to go to
one.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Yeah. Captain Max.
Well, Captain Jake is eaten up. Yeah,
well, yeah,
here, get some on the leg here. Yeah, definitely.
Hey,
all right, gentlemen.
Oh,
ladies.
Oh, Captain Max is here. Okay, she did take the best.
I've never
this
done
looks
this.
So decadent.
Look at that. Thank you. You're a wonderful dish. No,
yes.
I have my own. Thank you.
You'll
yes.
Trade places next time.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Let's lay him down right now.
We could have a boy
take his shirt off.
Sushi plate.
It doesn't offend anybody else.
No. We could have a boy sushi plate.
You can be skinny and eat. We're all skinny and we all eat.
That's right.
That's right.
Should I let you lay down?
Yeah, let's see how fast you can move. Let's trade places.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This gentleman here.
Oh, wow. Dayton is cleaning
into?
Up here.
Well, we've got women viewers. They need to be.
Yeah.
Everything's
just like
and such.
Don't forget your robe. All right, lay down. It's my turn to decorate
yeah.
you.
Okay. Oh, she's going to decorate him. You have to take your pants off, though.
Oh, please.
Dayton, get that sushi
take
off of there.
Off.
Dayton, get the sushi off of there. Thanks.
Got sushi in my bra.
Sushi in my bra. Hi ho, the Dario. Sushi in my bra.
The shark. Here, we'll take his belt off.
Careful.
Yeah, you're putting him in your underpants.
I don't have any underpants.
Oh, you're.
So, what is this? This is just half a sushi boy?
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, let me decorate that.
Yeah. Here, you want some?
Can you throw this?
Well, it's used sushi anyway, so what the hell?
He's right. Already been used. It's okay.
And actually, like these things kind of go like on the
wait,
legs.
Wait, okay.
I got, like, an olive
oh, put them on the
head.
Legs. There you go.
Yeah, I'll put something on your head.
You sit on my face.
Good one.
Uh-huh.
I can sit on your face.
Well,
oh, yes. Here we go. This is
here you go. Oh, that's what Jake's.
Well, he won't take his pants off, so.
Wow.
Look at Jake's penis.
All right.
Standing tall. At attention.
Well, you don't have to worry about it going limp.
Are we
that's
bullying
right.
him?
Oh.
Whoa.
Don't drop that
sushi.
Are we
bullying him?
All right,
no.
So who's going
to
eat sushi off of
to
Jake?
Dine on me? Oh, yeah. Don't all raise your hands at once.
Would you like to have some sushi off of Jake?
What happened to the quality
sure.
part? I don't know.
Let's have some.
It's up, it was down.
I guess I'll just grab it.
Just grab it.
I love it. This
like
is pretty good.
I
could totally fall into this.
You could. This is another extension of your bartending
yeah.
position.
Well, careful. I wouldn't put it there, but all right.
Who wants the armpit? Oh.
Who dares? Who
now,
dares?
Now, all you guys
yeah,
that
no, who, which girl
waited too long. The, yeah.
Let's go. Let's see.
Go for it.
Get some.
All right. Go for that armpit. You put it there.
Oh, yeah. Go slow for our viewers. Slow.
Well, I'm going to knock off all your sushi.
Well, then you should eat that on the way, too.
I don't want all that. I don't even like vegetables.
Yummy. Ugh, how's it taste?
Did you get any hair in there?
I know it doesn't taste
like it's
it
kind of
rice. It tastes like the ocean when I'm snorkeling and I decide to open my mouth and go yum yum yum.
You know, somehow I'm done with this now. You know, I'm sorry, Jake.
What happened? I'm not paying attention. I'm cloud nine right now. It's
oh,
pretty
really?
Hot.
Oh really? Oh sorry. Oh sorry.
All these chicks here, just like. Putting food on me, it's like, that's kind of cool.
I'm not a chick.
I mean, like, if I'm hungry, I got a little snack here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did forget about one person that's not a chick.
Oh.
What happened?
Well, Tyler is not a chick.
Tyler is not a chick. This is Tyler.
Hey, bud.
You saw his nail polish.
Okay, so I think we're going to transition into Bonoboville Communion and... the climax of the show.
Can I take this home with me if you guys don't finish it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want a doggy bag for that or you want to just put it in your armpit? So let's have a hand for Sushi Girl, Courtney Palm.
Where'd she go?
And here she is. And Sushi Boy. Handsome Sushi Hollywood Boy.
Hey.
Hey.
There it is.
Hey, thank you for having us. Be plates.
Okay, so one with your inner plate. Okay, so now this can actually...
Free the nipples.
This cleans up really easily. Okay.
A one-stop shop.
Yeah, very good. That's what is good about this.
Wait, let's get the penis straw out. All
right, we should do this again sometime. And you don't have to just do it with sushi. I mean, you could do it with, I don't know, any kind of hors d'oeuvre, right? You could have chocolates all over you, right?
I hate chocolate, but raspberry sauce for me would be a good one.
The sauce, but you'd
just
have to
berry.
Lick it off.
Yeah, that would be good.
It's the porn version.
Well, I am the porn version.
Right. The porn version of Sushi Girl would be pretty interesting. Has there been a porn version?
There might be.
Yeah?
But not like after our movies. Probably already one out there. We should look it up.
Yeah. You ready to create a porn version?
We'll create one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, so can we heave-ho this thing? Or?
Well, I guess us girls could, but do we have any men in the audience that'd like to help? Right.
All right. Here we go. This is
not here.
Ikor.
Ikor the Wolf.
Ikor the Wolf. Let's hear it for Ikor the Wolf.
Where's this music?
Taking the table. All right. So I'm going to sit here with my Buddha with the balls
Tyler.
In his hands.
You can sit up here.
Tyler, don't sit in the sushi.
Yeah, right here.
Maybe someone should take the sushi to the bar. That might be a good thing. You want to take the sushi to the bar? Okay. And so, Tyler, how's it going?
It's good.
Good, good. So, are you guys ready to do Bonoboville Communion? Have you heard about Bonoboville Communion?
No.
No?
No.
Would you like to do it?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Well, I don't know where my communion stuff is. Dayton, do you know where the salt and the beverages are? Hidden.
I am excited.
Hidden away.
For this
so
thing.
This is hidden away. And the salt. Salt. There's the monkey. Right, no salt. We're going to find the salt. Okay. So we have two selections here. You are over 21, correct?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So we've got spiced Ron de Jeremy rum and agua coca leaf liqueur.
Hook me up.
What?
I said hook me up.
Hook you
I'm
up with either one, but not both.
I want
don't
this one.
Okay. Okay.
This one looks
well,
great.
We're very herbal tonight. And yourself, do you want any? Or? You're not a drinker.
You're high on life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, all right. So
we done?
Are we done?
No. Sorry, I'm talking about the sushi.
Oh, the sushi. Yeah, I think we're well.
Oh, they took it upstairs, dirty rats.
They took it upstairs. I thought it was going to go on the bar. Okay, the sushi should come back downstairs. Okay, and do you have the salt?
Hollywood Jake is bringing the salt.
Okay, so would you like to be the altar or the altar girl? Okay.
Explain.
Did you grow up Catholic or Christian or?
I did. And Baptist.
Baptist. Okay. So did you ever do you do communion in baptism? I don't know.
Can.
I mean, in Baptist religion.
We do.
You grew up Catholic.
I grew up Catholic and fundamental Baptist.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it was real weird, but yeah. You know. That's why I do
either
porn.
Or a little okay. Unicorn right here.
So thank you. So you in Baptist religion, they baptize you. Mm. They free you from them demons.
Right. We're going to baptize you in agua.
Agua.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
That's communion.
And you can pick wherever, and then I'll pour it down your throat.
All right.
So do you want to be the altar girl? You want to do it off of her first, or do you want to?
I'll do it off of her first.
You're going to do it off. Okay, so let's go for it.
Alrighty.
Here is, there you go. You can pour it. And so, how's it going, Tyler? How's the anti-bullying business?
You know, it's actually going really well, Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
What do you like to be called?
That's fine.
Anywhere. Dr. Susie.
Okay. Yeah.
I love that.
Okay. And here she goes. This is a communion that we do here in Bonoboville.
It's beautiful.
It's very...
It's like art.
Here, I'll take it.
It's like art. Wow.
Yes. Don't be scared. Do whatever you want.
Sure.
Oh, you lick my nipple. Yeah.
Lick the altar first.
Yeah.
There we go. And then you put here, sprinkle the salt. And now you lick the salt. It's a body shot with a lot of spiritual undertones, especially with this sort of Asian fusion music.
Okay, now lay your head in between my breasts and I'll pour it down your throat. It'll be fun.
But we don't want to strangle you with the microphone cord. Right, okay. This always looks like she's force feeding her, but it's really a Dayton ritual.
The music's beautiful.
Pouring it down the throat. Oh. And a kiss. Woo! Yay! All right. There was your
one
first
love.
Bonoboville
I'm
communion.
I'm so baptized.
Yes. Yes, indeed, Sister Gabriella.
Nice.
So would you like to provide your own altar for Dayton? To
of course.
Yes, all right.
And can I pick wherever I want, though? How about your pussy?
Well, but we want to see her titties also.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Well,
yeah.
You could just take all your clothes off if you want.
If you...
Okay.
I'll unbutton you.
I'll hold the microphone. This is teamwork, you notice?
Yeah.
And here she goes. Gabriella Lane is doing a little striptease, and her beautiful natural boobs are being revealed to Bonoboville in all their glory, and her beautiful... shaved, bald,
soft. She has that beautiful
soft,
creamy skin.
Soft, creamy cookie.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. How pretty is that?
Look at that pretty cookie.
That's nice. Okay, I'm going to have salt off that.
I'm jealous. Wow, that's really pretty. Wow, I'm so jealous. If I was stupid, I'd bully her about this. Because that's where bullying mostly comes from, is jealousy. But instead, I'm going to enjoy it and watch and just have fun. Get wet.
Do you want to assault me?
Oh, yeah. I got to assault you. I forgot. I was busy.
Oh, and then I'm going to take Ron down my throat on this one. It's a very porno-esque way.
What did I do with the salt? Oh, the salt is here. And just a little on the top. I don't want to get... Whoop. Salt inside. Ah, Ron down her throat. This is in true porno fashion.
That's why I'm doing it. I think we do it. Right. It is porno.
It's this is the porno section of the show, in case you were wondering. That's what we're up to now. We did the art part and the food. We had the food section. We have the anti-bullying activism. And we have the porno section. This show has it all. That's why we call it the greatest sexuality show on earth. And we have a little from behind now. Look at this. Dayton Rains has pulled her panties down. And some very pretty red Chinese New Year panties they are. Mm. And she's...
Well, who's going to pour it down my throat?
Okay, who's going to pour it? Are you? Can you do that?
All right, or, kids.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it. Lean back, though, so she can do it. Yeah, there you go. Ah. Dayton will control the proceedings. She's getting baptized, though. Ron down her throat and all over her face. And let's hear it for Dayton Rains and
Hallelujah.
Gabriella
yeah.
Lane, the hot porno section of the Dr. Susan Block Show. Wow.
Thank you, Dr. Susie. That was so fun.
Thank you. I mean, I that was dessert, basically, to the sushi dinner that we just had. And I think we're still vegan, right? Because we didn't have any meat so far. Well, you did.
I had. It was nice.
Yeah. You're glowing.
I feel great.
Yeah. You could take another taste if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Take one more. I'll hold the foot, right? Teamwork. Yeah. And there we go. Dayton Rains with chopsticks in her hair in the perfect position for, of course, the celebration of the Year of the Monkey and sushi. This sushi, of course, is not vegetarian. Not at all. Very meaty. Absolutely. Okay, and we've got 10 more minutes. Oh, and you should absolutely stay naked if you don't mind. Do you want to stay naked? Yeah? Yeah, do you like being naked?
I love being naked.
Good, because I wouldn't want you not to like it.
I like the
but
play.
Yeah, all right. So I do want to hear a little more about the whole anti-bullying campaign.
Yeah, I've been wanting to tell you, just waiting for the right time.
Right, this is the time.
And also, he's going to play some music, Dr. Susie.
Hello? Right, but we want to let him talk before we make him sing for his sushi.
Oh, and he didn't do communion either.
No, he said...
I don't drink, so...
Well, you could do it
you
with
do
juice. But let him talk. Okay. He's come here to give us a message.
I come here to spread a message.
Like the Messiah of some sort, you know.
Yeah, it's like I look at, you know, Jesus, he went out and... He spoke to the prostitutes and people that...
The prostitutes.
You know what I mean? Like...
Don't talk about me like that. That's
no, wait.
What?
The prostitute.
You got to first of all understand there's a big difference between porn star and prostitute.
Right.
Big, big difference. So...
Well, no. I'm not. Right. I'm not considering this to be prostitutes whatsoever.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Wait, no. That's not what I'm doing.
Okay.
No, my thing that I look at is like... God. The way that I'm looking at it is towards, you know, he went out there and spoke to pretty much everybody, okay? I won't put like a label on it.
So
and
he's your role
that's
model, like the bonobos are my role
Well,
model?
I used to be a youth pastor,
right,
you know?
Right, a pastor.
Oh, God.
And it's crazy because dating Amanda Blow.
Sure, makes sense.
But
you were dating Amanda Blow?
Yeah, that's how he got here.
Yeah, remember?
Oh,
I was here last time.
Right. Wow.
So, as I find, you know, we are
she
all called...
Did she bully you?
Huh?
Did she bully you? Because she's, you know...
wow.
You know,
that's a... that. She's cool. I mean, we had what our had our you know.
Go ahead.
We only have a couple more minutes, Max.
Okay, so, anyways, you know what I see is we're all called to love each other. You know what I mean? And this is a beautiful example because, you know, so many people judge people that are in the adult industry, and you know the reason we do certain things is because of what we've been through in our life. Certain things we want to know because we've been neglected, you know, or we just want to feel loved, or we've been abused, you know, raped, molested, whatever the case may be. We all have a purpose on this earth. We all have a purpose to follow what we are called to do. And as I see, like, you know, what was her name that I'm so bad with names, the one the sushi girl,
Courtney,
you know, how she was saying she was being bullied, and I find the reason people are bullying her is because of the fact that she's skinny, she looks like what everybody would wish to be, you know, so people like down, like, criticize that, they put it down, and they're like, you know, that's bullshit, you know, because so many people want to judge because everybody thrives off negativity. And so as you see that going on more and more and more, everybody's doing it. And that's what's going on. So these kids, they're thriving off of it, and they're doing all this, and they don't even know. Like, when I started this project, it was just an experiment, you know, to where I was like, I want to see what people think about bullying because it's such a serious issue, but I didn't realize how serious it was because it's not just happening in schools. It's happening in businesses, corporations.
Bullying has been going on since the dawn of human civilization.
And why is that?
Well, I guess because of lots of reasons, and I don't know if we have time to get into all of them or even any of them. How much time do we have, folks? do we have time to go a little? I can't tell.
No.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. You know, bullying, I guess it's, you see it in nature. You see one animal eating another animal, that's a form of bullying. Or you see animals sometimes pushing other animals around. But I think it's a higher form of living when you reduce bullying. I don't think it can be stopped completely, but I think it can be reduced. I think killing perhaps could be stopped in humanity. I think maybe we can stop killing each other.
Yeah.
And I certainly think we can reduce bullying, and I think making it popular to be against bullying is a step in the right direction, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I think that's beautiful. And I think that one of the reasons that bullying is so attractive is because there's so many things that are off limits to us, like beautiful sex. And so people get angry and jealous and frustrated, and they take out their frustrations on weaker people, or maybe even stronger people. You know, sometimes the strong are bullied, as in the case of Courtney. But, you know, as we begin to liberate our inner bonobos, I think we're going to see less bullying. And I think that's what you're doing. So good for you, Tyler.
Thank you.
And good for you, porn ladies. Bonobos. I want to give a shout out to Serena Anderlini. Thank you so much for a beautiful weekend in Puerto Rico. Keynote speech at the University of Puerto Rico at Mayagüez was fabulous. Next week, I'm going to be at UC Berkeley giving a talk on bonobos. This last one was on bonobos being an ecosexual paradigm for humanity. Next week is on bonobos being a non-monogamous model for humanity. very interesting. The consensual non-monogamy is modeled by the bonobos. So we're going to have some fun, and then we're going to come back and do Lupercalia in Bonoboville. Yes, and Dayton is going to be a she-wolf, okay? So make like bonobos.
You guys might want to watch. I'm going to actually have a tail.
Make like bonobos, not baboons. Don't bully anybody. And make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Happy Chinese New Year! Woo-hoo! Woo! Monkey!
Yay!
Yeah.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences. specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.